Rashi tells us in the beginning of the parasha of Ve'ela Mishpatim, why did it say Ve'ela? Because the word Ela without the Vav is pasling as Harishonim. It disqualifies the previous discussion. But Ve'ela, the Vav, comes to be Mosif al Harishonim. To tell me, just like the Rishonim, Maharishonim, just like that which was mentioned in Haseret Dibros, all those 10 Dibros were from Har Sinai, Af Elu Misinai, so to Mishpatim, even though it's so technical, so many details about Nezikin and borrowing and lending and damaging and Avadim, all these nitty-gritty details were also mentioned at Har Sinai, to show you that all of this Bein Adam L'Chaveiro halachas are just as powerful as a Bein Adam L'Makom. We know Haseret Dibros, half, the first five, were Bein Adam L'Makom, the second half, the other five were Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. So Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said first all 10 of them at one moment, and then he said one by one. He said them all at one moment. We couldn't understand them. A human can't hear different things said at the same time. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say them. So why did he say them all together at first? Says the Parashat Yitzchak to show us that they're all equal. Whether it's on the right side or the left side, whether it was the first part of the Luchos or the second half of the Luchos, Bein Adam L'Makom, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro are equal. They're all the same. They're just as important. That's why Ve'ela Mishpatim, to tell me, don't think Mishpatim, all these nitty-gritty details and these halachas of people fighting with each other, are damaging each other, don't think those are not as important. Ve'ela Mishpatim, they're coming to add on to the Bein Adam L'Makom, to add on to the Aseret HaDibros, to add on to that which was learned prior to this. At the end of Parsha Mishpatim, we're told that Moshe Rabbeinu takes the blood, and he splits half the blood up. Half the blood he puts on this Be'ach, the other half he sprinkles on Klai Yisrael. Why do you do this? Says the Parashat Yitzchak, in order to tell us that the Mizbeach and the people are the same. The Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the Bein Adam L'Makom are the same. The way we treat Hashem, the avenue through the Mizbeach to Bein Adam L'Makom, half the blood went there, and the other half, the same exact amount, went to Bnei Yisrael, because the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro is just as important. So the Gemara tells us in Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, that Hayman Dibay L'Mevi Chasida, a person wants to be a Chasid, he should be like Kaim Mile De Nezikin. So Rava says, Amar Mile De Avos, Amar Mile De Brachos. So first opinion says you're supposed to be Mekayim Nezikin. All the halachas of Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, all of Choshe Mishpah. Rava says you're supposed to be Mekayim Avos, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, the midos you have with each other. And then one opinion says Brachos. So two of the three here are Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. To be a chassid, it doesn't mean to learn more Torah. It doesn't mean to do more mitzvot, which is, of course, very, very important. But to be considered a chassid, the highest level we have, one needs to be Mekayim, Dinei Nezikin, and Dinei Avos. That's where Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the beginning of Maseches Avos. Why was Maseches Avos in Seder Nezikin? So he quotes this Gemara Baba Kama, which tells us, because one who wants to be a chassid has to be Mekayim Avos and Nezikin. This is how a person becomes a chassid. Nezikin and Avos are very much attached. Ah, how come it mentions brachas as well? So he explains why brachas are mentioned as a third thing. But two of the three things, Avos and Nezikin, Beit Adam L'Chaveiro, is why it is, why what makes a person a chassid. And that's where Rabbeinu Yonah goes on to explain. That's why the mission of Avos begins, Moshe Kibal Torah Misinai, received it from Torah, from Har Sinai. To tell you that even the Avos, even Meseches Avos, even the Midos are also from Kabbalah Torah. So like Rashi says that the Mishpatim, all of Dini Nezikin, comes from Har Sinai. So to Rabbeinu Yonah says all the mission Avos, all the Mishnas and Avos, all the Midos, which is learned through Avos, also comes from Har Sinai. It all comes from Har Sinai. They're all the same. And if you want to become a chassid, how do you do this? By being Osek and Nezikin, or being the Kayim Nezikin, being the Kayim Avos. And through this, we'll have hopefully realize that how important Torah is to us, as we know it's so important, and mitzvahs are, and so too, Bein Adam L'Chaveiro and Midos is just as important. Have a wonderful Shabbos.